a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Every year we honor those who came before us, our fellow brothers and sisters in the legislature who served in our chairs representing the state of South Dakota and the same type of work that we do to make our state a better state. And every year we remember their service, we honor their service through this memorial service with the House and Senate. And with that, I'll turn it over to the chair of the Joint Select Committee, Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon. I'm Senator Mike Valley, and I want to thank you for attending the Joint Legislative Memorial Service. And I want to welcome all the members of the South Dakota State House of Representatives and the members of the South Dakota State Senate. And I want to give a special welcome to the friends and the family of those legislators who we are honoring here today. I also want to welcome those who are listening on the internet to our memorial service. At this time, I would like all the family members and the friends of those legislative members we are honoring here today to please stand and be recognized. Each year, the legislature takes time to honor every legislator that has passed away during the prior year. Be they Democrat or Republican, East River or West River, farmer, rancher, businessman, teacher, accountant, they all put their responsibilities to their occupations and their families on hold for nearly 3 months every year and travel to Pierre to make the laws that we live under. They also took the risk of losing an election. They walked in parades, they went to meetings, they handed out flyers and fly swatters and candy. They got their families to help them, and sometimes they drug them in door-to-door campaigns. And after they were elected, each week, they drove through the snow and drove to Pierre and then came home and talked to their friends and neighbors and would get questions like, why did you support that bill? And why did you vote against that one? Sometimes they had to make a decision and they didn't like either option. But as we all know here, it's either A or nay. There are no maybes. And we all know they didn't do it for the money. So why did they do it? They did it because they wanted to make a difference. They loved this state, and they wanted to shape it into one of the best states in the nation to be able to live, work, and raise a family. And when you look at other states, you can all be proud because South Dakota stands tall in any comparison. So I want to thank you, the families of these members, for loaning your loved ones to this legislature and to the state. So today we honor these members for their sacrifices they made, the work they accomplished, and the legacy they left for South Dakota. Shortly, Each one of these citizen legislators will be honored for their service with the placement of a rose. Please say a silent prayer for their dedication and sacrifice, and also to their family, for they love their, for they loan that loved one to us. This is especially meaningful for me today because there are two people on this list that are from my home district. One of them is Ralph Holman, who was a farmer and a real estate broker. And the other one was Representative Stan Johnson, who attends the same church I attend. And one day between services, he came up to me and says, "Did you know that I was a legislator at one time?" And I had no idea. He had served before I came to town. And my point is that we come to Pierre, we do the state's business, we go home, and then we melt back into society. And today is the day we set time aside to remember them and to thank their families for their service to our state. And with that, I'll turn it over to Representative Hickey, who will give us the opening prayer.
Thank you. If you're able, I'd ask you to stand for prayer. Let's bow our heads. Almighty God, today we gather at your mercy and we stand in your presence. We know that you are faithful. We know that you're good. We know that you care and that you're loving. And we thank you for life. We realize that you are the author of life. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. We understand that you give and that you take away, and that you are our comfort and you are our strength. We understand that our days are numbered and that we are each a part of a greater plan. And we thank you that the time we have together today and for those that we honor today. Today we remember them. These are significant and influential people who have been your servants. These are people who are dearly loved, dearly missed by friends and their communities and our state. And these are people whom we owe a debt of gratitude. And today we thank you for their lives and we honor them. And we pray this in your holy name. Amen. You may be seated.
Good afternoon. My name is Senator Phyllis Heineman, and I have the great honor today of reading the resolution in memory of your loved ones. Whereas the great ruler of the universe has ordered a final adjournment in the lives of 11 former members of the South Dakota legislature, namely the Honorable Elmer Dietrich, the Honorable J. L. Duenwald, the Honorable Daryl B. Gelhaus, the Honorable Donald A. Hager, the Honorable John B. Heilman, the Honorable Ralph D. Holman, the Honorable Stanley A. Johnson, the Honorable Patricia E. Kenner, the Honorable Gilbert Gil Ketzel, the Honorable Alice Kundert, and the Honorable John D. Sears. Whereas, in the lives of all these eminent public servants, there was noted a profound urgency in an unselfish manner, with trials and vicissitudes often far outweighing honors, but with a consciousness that here in a land of freedom, the dignity of the individual is supreme, that justice must be dispensed, and that only by eternal vigilance and unrelenting effort can self-government of a people be preserved. And whereas it is fitting that we humbly honor the memory of those who have thus contributed to the orderly process of government under the Constitution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 89th session of the Legislature of the State of South Dakota, duly convened in recess session, in recognition of the useful lives and unfailing devotion to the interests of the State of South Dakota, as well as the rectitude of thought and action and fidelity to the highest principles of American citizenship by these honorable people, that the Senate and the House of Representatives do now pause in their labors out of respect for the memory of their late fellow associates in the functions of government. And note that in their passing, the state they have served so well has suffered a distinct loss. And though their labors have ceased and they have been laid to rest, the people of this great state have benefited greatly from the services rendered by them, and they have left upon the sands of time an inspiring record of devotion to their fellow citizens under the guiding hand of Almighty God. And be it further resolved that this resolution be printed in the journals of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 89th session of the legislature of the state of South Dakota, now assembled this 23rd day of January, 2014, in Pierce, South Dakota.
I'm Representative Dennis Feichert, and I will now read the names of those we honor today, and a rose will be placed for each of them. Elmer Dietrich Mina in Aberdeen served in the House 1989, 1992, 1999, and 2000, served in the Senate 2001, 2002. J. Duenwald Hoven, House, 1997, 2001, the Senate, 2003, 2008. Daryl B. Gelhaus, Yankton, House, 1959, 1960. Donald A. Hager, Sioux Falls, House, 1959, 1960. John Heilman Miller, House, 1953, 1954. Ralph D. Holman, Mount Vernon, House, 1983-1986. Reverend Stanley A. Johnson, Mitchell, House, 1968-1976. Patricia E. Kenner, Rapid City, House, 1975-1978. Gilbert Gill Ketzel, Sioux Falls, House, 1993-2000, Senate, 2001-2008. Alice Kundert, Mound City, House, 1991-1994. John D. Sears, Rapid City, House, 1985-1996. Thank you.
Would you please stand and receive the benediction? Father, this has been such a special time to remember these dear friends that blessed and honored their families, our state, our people, and this capital by their faithful service in the legislature. And we ask now that you would give these dear families a profound awareness of how near you are to them, to rival their grief with your love and care and hope for us all, that when each one of us eventually take our last breath of earth's air, we may take our first breath of heaven's air, because you so loved the world that you gave your Son, Jesus, to go before us in death and in resurrection from death. And it is in his powerful name that we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. I'm Hal Wick from District 12 in Sioux Falls. I had the honor of serving with five of these legislators we honor today, and knew a few of the others. So it's very close to my heart. And as we end this service, I would like you to always remember that these legislators and others that went before them really set the example for all of us. And as they did that, we watched transportation systems, roads and such, improve. The vehicles we drive are greater than they used to be, because the ones that started came up here in horse and buggy or on a horseback, and they stayed the whole time. So we have to remember that there's service and there's time away from family. And I hope that always everyone remembers that as we give, our families give up a great deal. And these families that gave up their spouses and family members were giving up the same way that they do now. And we need to thank them for giving up that time and for what they've done in the past. I would like to extend our thanks, the whole body, for all the family members that are here that have come to honor their own family members as we remember them on this last time. I would also ask that everybody give the Pierre Riggs High School Chamber Choir a little bit of applause and thank you for being here, because they're always here every year for this, and they do a wonderful job. As we end, I would like to give the family members just a little bit of time, because they can go from the gallery down either hall and around behind. There's a stairway back here, and there are refreshments and some cookies that are down there for you. And if you need an elevator, there is an elevator right behind the wall over there. If you go around the back, that's the closest one. But I would ask we give the family members a little bit extra time. We will move the roses as well to the back to the table. And if each family member would take a rose in remembrance of your loved one, we would appreciate that. I would also have to thank the Capital Club, which is the spouses of legislators that provide the cookies and the beverages. But thank you all for coming to this joint memorial service. And we appreciate your time and the traffic or the time to get here, and wish you all a very safe trip home. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And thank you to all the members of the House and Senate who attended today, and particularly the family members of our lost legislators. That does conclude our joint memorial service.